Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, proposed consolidating the leadership of the food side of the agency Tuesday. This is in response to criticism of its slow response to the baby formula shortages and other food safety concerns. The plan, unveiled by the FDA commissioner, would reorganize the overlapping food divisions by putting a single deputy commissioner in charge. As most remember, when the Soviet Union collapsed because of its dire financial crisis, the United States is close to being unable to recover from our massive debt. Speaker McCarthy and President Biden meet today at the White House to discuss the debt ceiling.
The Biden administration has been firm. It will not negotiate spending cuts for the debt limit. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield on CNN yesterday argues McCarthy knows the right thing to do.
He actually voted three times for a clean debt ceiling increase under President Trump.
McCarthy Sunday on CBS says he believes Biden will negotiate.
I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
The White House will submit its budget in March. House Republicans plan to put forth a budget in April. Extraordinary measures to extend the debt ceiling run out in June. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A once trendy Manhattan hotel has become a wild free-for-all of sex, drugs, and violence after the city began housing illegal immigrants there. The claim is from Roe, New York City worker Felipe Rodriguez, who added the illegals are throwing away tons of prepared food at the hotel and said the facility has now descended into total chaos. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is celebrating the grand opening of a new eastern extension of Terminal 5 at O'Hare Airport.
The completion of this Terminal 5 has positively impacted O'Hare and the rest of our city and has transformed this space significantly since it was first created 30 years ago.
This is USA News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its Navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations of 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships violating Taiwan's sovereignty on Tuesday. An outright attack on Taiwan by China has stirred major concerns among military leaders in the United States, claiming China and the United States could be at war by 2025, if not sooner. Ford Motor Company offered up the rights to the first customer of its redesigned 2024 Mustang via a charity auction over the weekend. The winning bid sold for $565,000. The sale took place at the Barrett Jackson's annual auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. Proceeds are to benefit JDRF, a charity that supports the fight against diabetes. Teachers are now getting a tool to fight back against students using artificial intelligence to cheat.
The maker of the artificial intelligence app, ChatGPT, is trying to stop its reputation as a cheating machine that helps students with their homework and tests. They've now launched a new tool to help teachers determine if a student or AI did the work. The new AI text classifier comes on the heels of discussions that ChatGPT could write just about anything on command and could foster cheating and hinder learning. Teens and college students, among the millions of people using ChatGPT, ChatGPT, and while many found ways to use it creatively and harmlessly, the ease with which it could write papers and answer questions on take-home tests did spark concern among some in education. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
Well, it's hump day all over the world. Good to be with you. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's time for Rick Manning. Yes, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's been quite the ride here. It's been the Bill Martinez three-month tour. And it's slowly but surely coming to an end. I'll be here in California for another, about 10 days, and then head back to the East Coast. So looking forward to some warmer weather.
Well, enjoy California. If you were coming to D.C., you'd discover that we got our first dusting of 2020, whatever it is, 2023. Mm-hmm. And apparently everybody in Washington, D.C. forgot how to drive. So it's quite the good time. So I'm sitting alongside the road at while we do this. Quite honestly, I've been on the road for an hour and a half to my office, and it's not been fun.
Well, so, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter wherever you are in the country. There's just something about weather. If something has changed a little bit, everybody goes psychotic. I mean, it's just bizarre, whether it's, you know, California, Hawaii. I mean, in the roads that I've traveled here in these last 3 months, it's the same way. Plus, the other thing, too, I got to tell you, it's just been cold everywhere. I don't know what the heck, if the polar vortex is just following me, but what's his name from, Christmas Story, the kid that's all bundled up and everything like that. Oh, my gosh. I'm just Ralphie. I'm like Ralphie. I'm all bundled up. I could barely move here. Yeah. Yeah, it's just crazy, you know. So I'm waiting. I just can't wait to get back to Florida and put my shorts back on, you know.
Well, you know, it's tough. It's tough to have to, you know, travel to California and travel to Hawaii and live in Florida. You know, it's. I think the entire nation should just do a big, just say a prayer for you with this.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you have such compassion. I knew you say that so warmly and sincerely. You're about as sincere as Congress and Joe Biden, you know, trying to deal with the COVID deal, right? And as you wrote about that, it's time for Congress to end the COVID emergency, right?
It is. Yeah. What we've got right now is last year, actually, there were the votes in the House to end the national emergency altogether, not just the COVID emergency, but the national emergency altogether. And the Senate actually voted on a bipartisan basis on the exact language that would have passed the House, overwhelmingly in favor of ending the national emergency. And Paul Gosar has a piece of legislation, HJR 7, that will end the entire national emergency, which basically affects everything, not just healthcare. A bill did pass the House last evening that ends a pandemic. It ends a national healthcare emergency. We anticipate the Gosar bill will pass later this week, today or tomorrow. Bill, the interesting part about this, and just this is just me being a geek, so indulge me for a second. Kevin McCarthy had a heck of a time getting the rule passed to vote on the bill. And the reason for that is the Republicans all have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
They have to all be on the floor. They've got a 5-vote majority. They've got one member in the hospital after a serious car accident. And so they've really got a functional 4-vote majority. And so they need all of the members to actually show up on the floor to be able to win a vote determining what the rules that are going to govern the House are going to be. And and that's a, you know, if you have somebody who's traveling, somebody who's out of town, somebody who's sick,
right,
somebody who, you know, it's, you know, there's all sorts of reasons that when you've got 223 people, so lots of reasons that some of them might not be there, one, you know, with one in the hospital.
Right.
So this is, I guess, a precursor to what we're going to see all year, for the next 2 years, is the battle he's going to have just to be able to get enough of his people on the floor to be able to win rules votes. And you ask, why was Nancy Pelosi able to do it with only a 6-vote majority? Every single one of those Democrats gave her a proxy. And proxies, this is the first time they've ever used proxy voting, remote voting.
Uh-huh.
And so Nancy Pelosi was voting her caucus without them being there. Most of the Democrat reps were never in Washington, D.C. over the last 2 years.
Wow.
So it is so she basically had all her votes sitting in her pocket.
Talk about a rubber stamp, right?
It was an absolute rubber stamp.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin McCarthy is actually doing it legitimately, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And that is and that's much harder. And so he's to be commended because he got rid of the proxy voting, in the House rules that were passed. And he did so, and it makes his job significantly harder. So we're going to see a lot of odd times when there's going to be, the House is going to have something scheduled and, you know, they're going to have to be in adjournment and they'll go back and forth and you'll see a lot of delays and people are going to scratch their head. Why can't they get their work done? And the answer is because they're legitimately, they're not just fake. They're not just saying, okay, well, vote me. I'm at the mall right now. I don't really feel like coming to work, but just vote my vote anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it the right way, the way it's supposed to be done, and it's hard.
Yeah, he's making Republicans actually show up for work. What a novel idea, right? When that's the big shove going on in business today, is just getting people to show up for work.
Well, which goes to the other bill that passed the House yesterday, and that's the Show Up for Work Act, which says 30 days after the bill, after it becomes law, which means Biden would have to sign it, Senate would have to pass it, but 30 days after that, the federal workforce will have to show up to work and with the working from the office numbers the same as they were before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That will, you know, the Democrats, of course, want to change it all to a almost completely work from home environment. And truth be told, we know that some people can work from home and other people don't do such a good job of it. An unmotivated career civil service workforce working from home is a disaster for getting things done, like veterans' calls returned when they're trying to get VA services, things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, some common sense sort of things. But as we know, that's rare ground in the Beltway. And I only say that not sardonically, but I just say it by experience. We see that happening, Rick, is that, you know, they can't even exercise reason here to say, okay, look at, you know, we can have some hybrid workforce, but like you said, for the VA and other critical issues, you know, you need to come together. And, you know, this idea that you can do everything from home. I mean, for me, when I ran a radio station in Los Angeles, there was a push, and I because people were on the road for so long, Rick, they would spend 2 hours a day just driving to the station and back because L.A. is so massive. And I'm going, what? That doesn't make sense. I'd much rather have the person out there actually working. And so if they can pivot out of their home, all I'm looking at is accountability. Are you selling? Are you doing what's expected of you? If you're doing it, hey, I'm for you. We'll just keep, you know, we'll keep promoting success. But if that stops working and you need to be supervised, then, you know, hey, you got to come to the office. But I'd much rather utilize this time available in the best interest for the radio station and for your clients. And but, you know, that kind of common sense somehow seems to be rare around the Beltway. What do you say? Is that just me?
I think it's really, well, no, it's not just you. It's tough, though, when you have to have accountability. You have to have ways of measuring accountability. The first year of the pandemic, 25% of the HHS employees didn't even log into their computers once. We have to get people back to working, and that means going to the office and then deciding who did a good job at teleworking.
Imagine that. Hey, we've got more from Rick Manning.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you live 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and we are on the West Coast today, and as we will be for the next couple of weeks. And we've got Rick Manning, and Rick Manning is everywhere. Of course, he's keeping watch on our behalf over the Beltway, just to keep an eye on what is going on here, because somebody has to hold him accountable. You know, Rick, as we were talking about, you know, the Democrats really took full advantage of Nancy Pelosi's proxy vote of COVID. I mean, they maxed this out. I mean, and this is what the bureaucracy does. And it's so difficult difficult to wrangle these cats back, because you talk about entitlement and self-righteousness. I mean, they're not about doing the people's business. They're there collecting a paycheck, and they're going to do it with the least amount of effort as possible. See, this is the thing for me, just in my experience, and you know, for people who love union work and that are in union and have great experiences, God bless you. But for me, it's been just the opposite. It has been an experience of mediocrity. The union mediocratizes its labor force. It doesn't allow for excellence. It's the nature is just, hey, just keep me employed. I'll keep paying my dues and things will keep rolling along. And there just does not seem to be an avenue to really stand up, because if you do, then you know, the shop steward and other will say, look, you're making everybody look bad. You know, that kind of bad. That's not, you know, that is very common within a union environment. So I've never been comfortable with union, having worked in union several times, and that was my experience. And I just saw, okay, well, because you think the paradigm of how unions operate, they do not operate to promote excellence. What they do is they just want to, you know, promote sustainability. They just want you in your job, making the same money, and you'll get raises. We'll take care of you, because, in a sense, they're like a form of the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party took full advantage, didn't show up for work, and as you said, in many cases, they didn't even touch their laptops for what? For 2 years? Nobody opened up. How do you operate without even opening up your laptop?
Well, the fact is, when the civil servants who did that, it was the number was 25% in the first year of the pandemic, and the Health and Human Services Department did not log into their computer one time, their government computer, government account one time. It's a, you know, the fact is they aren't working. They're stealing your money, our money.
Right.
But you know, you're right on the union aspect of it, because that is, you don't get earned merit raises as a union. In a union, you get the money, the negotiated amount for everybody. And so, if you were a high achiever and you're in a union, and you just naturally act as a high achiever, you're essentially making the same amount of money as the lowest achiever in the shop.
Exactly.
Has similar experience as you. And it is, so there is absolutely zero incentive to work hard. Mm-hmm. There's zero incentive to do any more than what's needed to be done. And it's because you're really, you have somebody between you and your boss, and that person is a union rep. And that may be good under some circumstances, but by and large, if you're working really responsible to your union rep, your steward, your shop steward, I guess they're called stewards in government. If you are actually, that's your point of contact, and that is your shield for having to deal with your boss, how does your boss get you to do anything? And how do you, when you can just say, nope, talk to the shop steward.
Right.
I can tell a lot of stories, but I'll give you a brief one. Department of Labor, it was around 2000. Buddy of mine became head of a division, and he sat there and he looked around the seating, the way the seating was being done. It didn't make any sense. And so it didn't make sense to the organization. It didn't make sense from a getting stuff done perspective. And so he tried to move a few of the career employees from one place in the office to another place in the office. Okay? To make more sense.
Yeah.
4 years.
4 years.
4 years of fighting with the union, because they filed a grievance, because they apparently thought they had a right to sit wherever the heck they wanted to, and the people who were in charge couldn't move them, even as efficiency. It wasn't a punishment, although they claimed it was.
Right.
It was about efficiency. And it was, but no, in the interim, some of the people had staked out premium spots in terms of being in a window, at a window office. And they needed to be, their job wasn't an office job. It was like a bullpen job.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they fought like crazy, and it took 4 years to get it moved. Now, nobody in their right mind, besides my friend, who is stubborn, would spend 4 years of their lives fighting to move people's chairs around in an office.
Exactly.
And so consequently, you know, the union, the people who are working, in this case, government workers, kind of run the show when it comes to employment stuff, because it's, you can't fire them and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, they're a protected class. Yeah.
Which is why we're pushing right now, and we'd hoped we'd get this added to the Get Back to Work Act or whatever it was called. We've got Lauren Boebert offered an amendment that would have had us force the Office of Public Personnel Management to do a study and find out how many people, what percentage of people didn't log in and over the last 3 years and show those figures, show how many people actually come into work and how often. And so Congress can then make decisions about the federal workforce and what needs to be done. And Representative Boebert had that amendment. The Rules Committee wouldn't allow it to be used. But the fact of the matter is that's a bill that's going to be introduced. Mm-hmm. And we're going to fight like crazy to get the baseline numbers. Because once you get the baseline numbers, then you can do things like the Merit Act, which allows for an expedited firing for people who aren't getting the job done.
Exactly.
And you can get some things like do we really need 2.1 million federal employees?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. And so if you can get by with 100,000 less because people have already proven that they are, non-essential by their lack of attendance, then that is then that saves the taxpayers money, and perhaps we are able to get people who are then saying, not looking around, seeing a bunch of people not working, not coming to work, and saying, hey, you know, the expectation is I'm going to get the job done. I'm going to work.
Imagine
and
that.
If you can get that done, you break the cycle that goes on when people just discover that it pays as much to work and not work as it does to work hard.
Exactly.
And when you get paid to not work as opposed to work hard, what kind of idiot works their butts off when they get the same paid amount if they weren't?
Well, somebody who's driven by their own happiness, Rick.
Of course. I get that. I do that. I oftentimes look at myself and say, you're an idiot because you do this. But ultimately, the group pressure to not perform overwhelms. There is no group peer pressure to perform.
Yeah, it's personal. It's only personal satisfaction. And Congresswoman Boebert, I mean, she's a businesswoman. And this stuff, I mean, anybody that's been in business or even has any connection of common sense, the whole government labor force is bananas. I mean, any kind of manager at any other place would have had those numbers. I wouldn't have to have an act of Congress in order to get numbers to say, well, where are we on these? I mean, it's a simple question. You know, your upline boss would just say, look, it's time to answer these questions. Where are we? What are we measuring here? But they don't measure anything. The only thing they're mindful of is what their budget is and how much money they have to spend in order to keep that budget coming, right? I mean, this is the whole paradigm, and the whole reward system that's set up, it is really set up, you know, for failure. It's really not set up for success. And this is what was driving them nuts when Donald Trump was there. Because Donald Trump's more efficient, and he's asking these questions, and they were getting uncomfortable. So we've got to get rid of this orange man. He's crazy.
Yep.
God forbid he'd be about the people's business, right?
That is exactly right. If you try to hold people accountable, the people you're holding accountable don't like it.
So we just bring people in like Joe Biden, who's a traditionalist and longstanding member of the Beltway entitlement class, and it's all preserved, right? 20 seconds left. Go ahead, Rick.
Joe Biden is a career public employee. It's just the fact that people at Delaware sent him there, and then the people of America gave him the Oval Office, which is just astonishing.
And we've been paying for it ever since. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick, as always. GetLiberty.org. That's where you want to go for more information. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't
put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA News Update. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Robert Califf, proposed consolidating the leadership of the food side of the agency Tuesday. This is in response to criticism of its slow response to baby formula shortages and other food safety concerns. A once trendy Manhattan, New York hotel has become a wild free-for-all of sex, drugs, and violence after the city began housing illegal immigrants there. The claim is from Roe, New York City worker Felipe Rodriguez, who added the illegals were throwing away tons of prepared food at the hotel and said the facility has now descended into total chaos. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot is celebrating the grand opening of the new eastern extension of Terminal 5 at O'Hare Airport.
The completion of this Terminal 5 has positively impacted O'Hare and the rest of our city and has transformed this space significantly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Reverend Jim Hardin going to join us in a few seconds to talk about, hey, surprise, surprise, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, finally figured it out, passing a resolution affirming the Republican Party's heritage to protect all people equally. I mean, this has been part of their brand, and why the heck did they abandon it? And it really compromised and delivered some lackluster results in the midterms. And this is one of the things that came out quite blatantly, was that at a time when the RNC needed to stand for life, they got squishy. And in getting squishy, they took some hits. Because, you see, people want to know what they can count on. All right? And this is the thing, you know, where the Democrats really out-politicize. And they outgame the Republicans, because the Republicans, they're always, they just want to be nice guys. You know, we were talking about this yesterday with Christine and Bob and their new book. They just want to be nice. They want to be accepted. It's funny. It's like they're the kind of kids in school that they never get invited to the party, but they just let them hang around the outside and kind of look into the glass and see everybody having, you know, cocktails and everything. And it's all the Democrats and Republicans are on the outside, and they say, oh, gosh, if I would just be a little bit nicer, maybe I might be, you know, one of the in-crowd kids, and they might bring me to the party. But in the process of doing that, they mess everybody's head up, you know, particularly the followers of the Republican Party, because they don't know what the heck to count on. Reverend Jim Hardin is with us right now. He's the president and CEO of Compass Care and an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Republican Party compromised their brand, right? Their brand identification with their base, did they not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when they were, trying to get elected in the midterms, they backed away from their core tenets of protecting all people equally under the 14th Amendment. And that goes all the way back to the beginning of the Republican Party, when it was established in Waupun, Wisconsin. I mean, when it was Ripon, Wisconsin. So, you know, they were actually, you know, stood against slavery. That was one of the main reasons why the Republican Party started.
Right.
And you know, the Democratic Party is the party of oppression. It always has been.
Yeah, they're the party of slavery. But yet they've been able to turn the tables in such a way because the Republicans are too nice and they allow them to steal their cheese and present this image like they've been the fighters of, you know, the underrepresented and so on. I mean, which is laughable because everything about their history tells you exactly who they are. They lie, they steal, they cheat, they enslave. So what else do you need to know?
What else do you need to know? I mean, when government starts to oppress the weak and the vulnerable, government becomes unjust. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what our framers saw. The framers of the Constitution, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they saw that government became unjust, and it was the responsibility, obligation, duty of responsible men and women to be vigilant and stand up for humanity.
Exactly.
And cast off those restraints. Because it's dehumanizing for the Democratic Party and for government in general to declassify or to disqualify any person or any category of person from protection under the law.
Exactly.
And when they do that, they become tyrants. And who's next, by the way? Because if I don't care where you stand on the abortion debate, the question then becomes, who's next? If we continue to allow the government to vest itself with the power to disqualify categories of humans from protection under the law, like preborn boys and girls, then who's next? Your neighbor, your mom, your daughter. I mean, the pro-life people really are being treated like second-class citizens because we're standing between America and tyranny with our belief that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable. That's a dangerous idea to a tyrant.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is the issue. You know, the question, who's next? That was the question that was, you know, came out loud and clear after the Holocaust and World War II Germany. You know, okay, well, who's next? Well, we saw what happened. And, you know, and if you don't comport, that's it. But let's go back, you know, when the framers came up with this idea, this wasn't an idea that they sat and, you know, were smoking cigars in the back room. I mean, this is straight from Scripture. I mean, this is a commandment of God that our government is to be just and there are rails of justice that must be followed, some guidelines that must be followed in order to have a just government. And no doubt, Jim, right now we have a very unjust government. This is why the people, you know, really, you know, they can't seem to pull this. But the people aren't happy with the government. And guess what? Oh, the Bible addresses that too. It says that when righteousness reigns, the people are, you know, they're joyful. And so the opposite is true. When righteousness doesn't reign, they groan, right? And we have a lot of groaning going on in our country right now, not because we violated anything that Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or any other Democrat came up with. God himself came up with this.
Yes. God is groaning. And the people of God, you know, Bible, then one of the Beatitudes, Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes.
But if you look back through the Psalms and Isaiah, etc., he's not talking about individual angst. You know, he's talking about those, like in the book of Ezekiel, those people who see the sins of the nation. And at the time, in Ezekiel, they were actually putting their sons and daughters to the fire. They were sacrificing their children to this god Molech. They saw these sins and they groaned. Why did they groan? Because they had the heart of God. Mm-hmm. Where you can't destroy the crown of creation and expect the blessing of God upon you.
That's right.
So what is the role of government? These people, these Republicans, whoever they are, Democrats included, anybody that seeks a position to represent the crown of creation needs to make sure that they're protecting them all. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah.
You know, because we're made in the image of God. That's where dignity is derived. Dignity is not derived from government.
Right.
Rights are endowed by our creator because we're made in his image, and that's what we need to respect in each other. Right. And that's why we're seeing the dehumanization comes from this disrespect or disregard. We see ourselves as made just a little higher than the animals instead of just a little lower than God. Well, what's the result?
Mm.
Barbarity is the result.
Exactly. Well, and here we are. I mean, God has made it real clear in that conversation that he had with Cain thousands of years ago. If you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, there's some there's a common sense element to all this, and we're throwing it out the door because we don't want to. We don't want to acknowledge God anymore, and we do this at a huge price. It's like, you know, to me, Jim, the highest calling that any of us can have is that we would be free, to have liberty. I mean, think about that. I mean, when I ponder on that term and what God offers, it's only God that offers it. Forget about it. If you think Joe Biden is offering you liberty or Barack Obama, you know, you're a knucklehead. Stop. It doesn't come from government. It only comes from God. So the very thing that you want and you need to have for the best version of yourself comes from God. And if you ignore God, guess what? You lose out on the very best that you can possibly experience here in this journey of life, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, the government offers a counterfeit liberty.
Mm-hmm.
God offers true liberty. The government has, and we've seen this happen in the Supreme Court. Since the 60s, they have tried to redefine the nature of liberty, and they've redefined it as license. The government creates rights and gives and meets them out and delivers them to the people. Mm-hmm. Whereas this country was founded on a different definition of liberty. Liberty is that which makes us uniquely human. And in Christ, we are freed from our sin and from the stranglehold of our passions to do what is right and to live in right relationship with God and our fellow man so that we can self-govern.
Yes, exactly.
Otherwise, we can't.
Yeah, and this is the brilliant document of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it is God's prescription. Jim, I mean, for this time and space, I'm going to give it to you. I mean, I gave Moses the Ten Commandments, but I'm going to give the Pilgrims, I'm going to give the Founding Fathers who were in so pursuit of God to worship God and honor Him, I'm going to give you a document here. I mean, this might as well come from Mount Sinai. It is so brilliant, right?
It is brilliant. It is brilliant. Absolutely.
And we ignore it, you know, to our own frustration and our own demise. It is pathetic, and it is very sad. And this is why the people of God are groaning right now, Jim Harden. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. You're awesome. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. Coffee to a stick of gum, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime. They bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Chris Chmielinski is with us now. He is the Numbers USA VP. Hey, Chris, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. You said this was going to happen, and the numbers, the numbers can't lie. I mean, you know, yeah, we know what figures represent and the people that figure, but the numbers clearly are not working in the president's favor, not working in our favor, and really it's not working with illegal immigrants either. I mean, this is a lose-lose proposition, and you had said this was going to happen. You already saw it happening, is that our border crisis is expanding to our northern border. I mean, this is like the blob taking over America.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. And the numbers, in fairness, they pale in comparison what we're seeing across the southern border, but we're also seeing record numbers of apprehensions across the southern border, 250,000 a month. Mm-hmm. But you go up on the northern border, it's an increase of 600 or 700% over the last couple months. So again, the numbers are small, but and the other thing too is that the folks that they're apprehending on the northern border, they're not coming from Canada. They're coming from countries around the world, just like what we're seeing on the southern border. So this may be them sort of testing the waters and seeing, okay, if they're going to start to tighten things up a little bit on the southern border, let's see what we can do on the northern border.
Well, or, you know, forget about tightening things up. I mean, tightening is just rhetoric. really, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, they're really not intentional. I mean, the only thing they're intentional with is that they want the borders open. You know, come on in, you know, bienvenidos, you know, let's bring everybody in town here. And, you know, we'll somehow, you know, they've got a plan to deal with this. And, of course, you know, that means it's going to cost money. We already, since 2020 under Joe Biden, we've increased our debt by $7 trillion, Chris. $7 trillion, and they're not happy with it. You know, it's like what Pat Riley said many years ago. You have this dysfunction that gets into play that's called the disease of more. The Beltway has this disease. I mean, if anything's a pandemic or whatever you want to call it, it is in the Beltway, and that is that they just do not know how to exercise any kind of fiscal, you know, responsibility.
Right. Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, their answer on top of that is just to throw more money down on the border rather than to do the things that are necessary to stop the people from coming.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
Throwing more Border Patrol agents down there isn't going to help matters.
Well, you know this. As a top level manager, you just can't throw money at it and, you know, expect some kind of made up imaginary results here. I mean, they're throwing money. Their priorities are off, because if they're really sincere about managing the border, then put the money in the direction that does that. But they put the money in the opposite direction, and then
you know what?
They're not even wondering. They're not even wondering with these numbers. This doesn't perplex them at all. All they're concerned about is when are we going to, you know, when is the jig going to be up, and when are they, when are the American people going to be finally fed up with this, and they're going to kick our butts out of, you know, out of our jobs, out of our sweet bureaucratic jobs, of course, which is near impossible anyway, as we know. So, you know, this stuff is just, you know, for a democratic republic and a government up for by we the people, this is a mess. I mean, it is just, it's just wrong on so many levels, Chris. I can't justify or even begin to figure in my brain how this makes sense, that we just open our borders and put everybody at risk. We got people in every state of the union being murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants because they have no buy-in. There's no buy-in because they know, hey, look at, their get out of jail card is they can scramble back across the border. And you've reported on the number of gotaways. These gotaways did not give you the sense of comfort that, oh, they got away so they could go out and be, you know, bakers and do these great things for these communities. I mean, many of them come under, you know, this shroud of darkness and mystery so they can go out and wreak havoc and, you know, add to the crime statistics.
Right. And you have brought up pushing the limits. I think that's what the Biden administration is exactly doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen an increase in border apprehensions since the November elections. And I think they thought they were going to take a little bit of the beating back in November because of the border crisis, in part due to a number of other things as well. And you didn't see that massive red wave that some people were predicting. And they were like, oh, well, you know what? The American people must not be too upset. But they really are. There's just so many things that
you can be upset over. Exactly. Right. Well, and
translate to votes, but.
And what they did was they used the abortion issue. That helped them. They got young people out in big numbers, and this is this next wave of voters that have been preconditioned and ordained and basically propagandized, by the educational system. You know, they don't understand. I mean, it's really sad, Chris, because, you know, we were just talking about this with Jim Harden just a moment ago, and that is the highest calling that we could have, any one of us, is to be free. And these kids have no idea what freedom is. And they think it's some sort of utopian concept that their, you know, professor who hasn't really lived life, that's lived in the realm of the theoretical and has this, you know, theoretical idea, you know, from climate change to just go down the list of it, that, oh, we're going to live in some sort of egalitarian society. Well, this doesn't happen because the nature of man is such you're always going to have people that naturally, you know, overproduce. You know, they're the high achievers. They just do it. They're designed, and God bless them. They're all part of the recipe. Everybody's all part of the recipe, but we got to find a way where we can live with this grand recipe that God has created to where everybody's blessed, instead of trying to force people into something they're not. And this is what this government does. They think in terms of one size fits all. We get this union mentality that mediocritizes people. And for me, that's an anathema. I want to scream every time I feel the levers of mediocrity moving in. And this is where we are right now. And I think because it's not even so much for myself as much as it is for the next generation of kids coming up, is that, you know, just what I'd say, oh, Chris, you know, you're a young man, you're doing great. And, you know, hey, look at this is the best you can be. And, you know, mediocrity, boy, there's just something real special about being mediocre. That's a gospel that I cannot preach. It just, you know, I just want you to look, you got one life to live. Go out there and do the best you can. You know, that's what my dad, you know, would tell us kids and nine kids that he raised. He just, you know, go out there, do the best, work hard, be honest, you know, love your family, love your neighbor. You know, you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything, you know, that kind of common sense. Logic and admonition that it's gone out the door, replaced by Black Lives Matter and $4 billion and counting worth of damage and Antifa and all that. Like, that's such a grand scheme for this country, right?
Right. Well, you mentioned the cost. I think as they start to get older and they start to see the taxpayer cost of some of these burdens that they're facing, some of these communities that are needing to house and clothe and feed and educate these people that are coming across the border illegally, it's going to start hitting them in the pocketbooks. And then you wonder how much their feelings are going to change on this issue. But unfortunately, you just hope that it's not too late by the time that starts to happen.
Well, you've been covered for a couple of years because of COVID. You know, we had all this government money
right.
going out there and incentivizing people to stay at home, not be the best they can be. And, you know, they've really dumbed down. And the movement of the Democratic Party and policies has been to dumb down America at every turn. You know, our educational system, even our labor force. Because you cannot take, Chris, you know, you've had enough experience. You cannot be off the job, you know, for an incredible number of weeks, much less years, and expect your game to be, you know, for you to be on top of your game. You know, that's not where it happens, sitting at home watching TV. You get to the top of your game by working, by being out there working with it every day. And all of a sudden, you've been out for 2 years because government paid you to stay home, and you lose your edge. You lose a little bit of the advantage. And this labor force, I'm telling you, they're going to be frustrated when they finally wake up and go, man, I got to get back to work, and going, why is this so hard? This used to be so simple, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, we're already seeing companies saying, well, all these people that, you know, they suffered under COVID because of the lockdowns and they weren't going to school in person and for every other reason that they can come up with. Well, we need to bring in more foreign labor because we don't have the skill set. The Americans
right.
just don't have the skill set to fill these jobs. So let's bring in even more people. And then all that does is pushes more Americans to have to rely on things like public services. And they get discouraged from job searches that don't go anywhere.
Well, and the other thing, Chris, what it does is it tells industry, hey, this AI thing, it makes more room for artificial intelligence and robotics
yep.
to be replacing humanity. So what are you going to do, you know, when the job that you were used to having is now being handled by a robot?
Exactly. Yeah, people are going to have to develop better skills and to compete. But I think that's also the responsibility of us to make sure that we're trying to get those people back up to speed and get them developed and get them out into the labor force workforce instead of taking the easy road.
Exactly.
Just to open up the borders and find people from around the world who are willing to come here and do the jobs that might have skills.
Well, to me, see, the worst thing that happens out of all this is people lose their liberty and they become reliant on the government. They go, oh,
right,
you
right.
know, what work do you have for me? What am I supposed to do now? I mean, your brains are stifled in such a way that you can't be creative enough to go and find a gig economy or some gig hustle in order to work so you can provide for your family, be productive, and be happy. Because the government has
right.
said, no, you got to look to us. You got to look to Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe has all the answers. I mean, after all, he's the one that raised Hunter Biden, right? So wonderfully.
Right.
God, we want all our
right.
kids to be like Hunter Biden, don't we? Maybe not. I agree with you. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.